You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello, everyone. It's time to take this country back from Sleepy Joe and make America great again. First, we're going to build a big, beautiful beachfront resort on the ancestral homeland of the Palestinian people who will be sent far, far away. Next, we're going to get tough on Denmark. Soon, MAGA will stand for Make a Greenland America. I also promised to start a nasty, unprovoked trade war with our friendliest neighbors, Canada, and will immediately sign an executive order to raise the price of prescription drugs. Kamala wouldn't do that. I also promised to dump 2 billion gallons of beautiful California reservoir water into the ground for no reason at all. And if elected, I will immediately put a blackout drunk in charge of our military and give this guy,
yes!
Good guy, Rich, your social security numbers and the keys to all the computers to do whatever the hell he wants. Only I, Donald J. Trump, will put a brain worm in charge of your body, rename the Gulf of America, and fire half the FBI and CIA. But I need your support. Donald J. Trump, give me your money. Thank you.
WMDX. This is the John and Gordy in the Morning show. Am I loud enough here?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Maybe that cut we played was
you
a little.
You just want your voice to be louder. You want everyone to hear
your voice and what you have to say. Well, the cut that we just played was louder.
Was it?
It was ringing in my ears, and I started talking, and I hardly heard anything. So
that was from Jimmy Kimmel.
That's great stuff. It's true. It's all true.
It's all true. It's hard to believe, but yes. Yes, it is.
This guy is meddling in everything. He's the president, and
he's got Elon. You know, his wingman. Yeah. He's really calling the shots, apparently.
and his Musk rats.
Right,
accompanying them into all of these departments. I mean, the guy's just going from one building to the next.
They're going right down the line.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's not that funny, but but it is.
It's. I mean, it's the world we're living in right now.
When you just sit down and think about it, we have absolutely shut down the government. I mean, seriously, we have shut down the U.S. government. It's done.
Well, we haven't, but he has.
He has.
Yeah.
He's got court orders not to do it, and they've taken back the orders to shut down things, but they kept the shutdown in place anyway. God.
And we'll have more on that.
What a screaming mess this is.
A little bit later on. God. Did you have a good weekend, John?
It was a nightmare.
What do you mean?
I was following the news stories.
Well, you got to turn it off every once in a while.
I can't turn it off. No, yeah. I know you tried to turn it off by going to the lake.
I went to the frozen asses.
Frozen asses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
and I froze my ass
Yes,
off.
I bet you did.
Yes. It was fun, actually.
Yeah, Brittany Milot did not make it, or was she in disguise?
Well, if she was there, I didn't see her. I didn't know how to text her.
Well,
I didn't have her number.
It's a big lake. She was probably
it's a big lake.
Skating
lake.
Around the lake somehow.
They had next to Edgewater, yeah. They have an ice skating rink there
on
the
plaza. Isn't that crazy? What the hell?
Yeah, and they had some professional ice skaters or ice skating team out there doing their thing. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Then they had all these beautiful kites out over the lake.
Yeah.
And they had some games and music. It was a good time.
Okay.
And free hot chocolate.
Oh, no.
Free
really?
Hot chocolate.
I missed that.
You've missed it. Sam, I invited you to come, and you were a no-show, you know?
Well, I was busy. I'm going to be out of town this upcoming weekend. So
what?
Sophia and I were hanging out for for Valentine's Day a week early.
Ah.
And I had to run out, buy Valentine's chocolate Day. And flowers.
Oh,
and
no. What?
That's when you called me. I was yeah. Picking that up.
Oh, my God.
Well, I went to the Frozen Assets Festival, and then I was, you know, I parked right. downtown here next to the station. And then at yeah. the last minute, you know, I thought they were doing a show over across the street. Shucked. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And sure. they had a matinee. All these yeah. people were walking. And I thought, oh. you know, maybe I'll, I went in there and I got a cheap seat ticket at the last minute. It was a hilarious show.
Oh.
Really, really good.
Wow. Yeah, funny you did show. Everything.
I know. You know, you got to stay active, you know, as you get up there in years.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Man
was
about time.
And that was the show, Shucked. You know, we were trying to think, well, how did this show start? This was the show that brought Reba McEntire to Broadway. They actually created that show for her. And, yeah, I read the, you know, you got the program, and I read that. I was like, oh, yeah. It was very funny. And
Why was it funny?
It was a musical comedy, okay. and it was kind of like, I mean, it had a little bit of hee-haw kind of a flavor to it, but okay. it was
it makes sense.
But adult jokes to
okay.
it.
Oh, really?
And it was quite the performance and really good singing and dancing. And,
yeah?
Yeah.
Did they have the...
Big production.
Did they have the song that we normally play?
Which?
When we talked about it? John's been shucking my corn.
Can we find that?
Oni Wheeler.
Oni Wheeler. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, we'll have to dig that one out. Weather-wise today, it's cold. We're going to go through another cold spell here this
I know
week.
We are. And yeah. then we're going to get some snow, and the whole thing yeah. is just a big mess. I don't even want to. You know, it's just like Trump is in charge of the weather now.
Well, I've got a cut about him. You know, he wanted to get rid of the National Weather
yeah.
Service.
Yeah.
I've got that coming
okay,
up. Okay,
good.
It's
good.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's 15 degrees currently. What will be the afternoon high? What would you think? You want to just take a guess, John?
He's not paying attention. He's watching the
here.
TV.
21 degrees.
Well, you're wrong. Sam, you want to take a guess?
Oh, it's pretty quick.
What is it right now, you said?
I said it's 15.
It's 25.
You're wrong, too.
Oh,
so
man.
Let's check the weather roulette wheel. Well, let's spin yeah. the wheel. Find out what the actual
nothing's,
afternoon
nothing's
temperature.
More reliable than the weather roulette wheel.
It's going to be 30 degrees for an afternoon high today. So really not too bad today, but then it's going to get colder through the week. Unfortunately, Brittany is off today.
Yeah.
You know, she took a long weekend here to come
so
down
we can
to Madison.
Any kind of weather forecast that we wanted to.
Sure. Why not?
So that's a 30
what?
Red, right?
30 red.
Yeah.
Yes. You're keeping track? Okay. Let's get to the National Day calendar for today. It's the, what is it, the 10th day of February already.
You haven't had too much coffee, have you?
I'm strictly decaf now. Why am I?
That's right, you are.
I got too
You're
much
energized,
I got
man.
Too much sleep last night, I think.
Yeah.
I went to bed early because of the Super Bowl. My God, what a blowout.
What
did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did. It was awful.
Anyway.
It was on in the background. I did not sit and watch.
Right, yeah. Well, you didn't really need to. Is it National Football Hangover Day? Is it National Flannel Shirt Day? Is it National Home Warranty Day? Is it or is it not National Clean Out Your Computer Day? Or National Cream Cheese Brownie Day? Or National Umbrella Day? Which one of those many days does not belong, John?
Well, first of all, Cream Cheese Brownie Day is awful. No one wants cream cheese in anything.
Is that your answer?
But no, I'm saying flannel day. It's not flannel day.
You are correct,
there
sir.
Yeah.
You got one right for a change. Shiny
See how
new
I did
dime.
That weave?
You did the weave.
I did the weave.
Yes. It's not flannel shirt day, but it is National Football Hangover Day, you know, the day
yeah.
after the big
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
yeah. And it was a really, you know, Kansas City Chiefs just didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, till
boy.
Like the third quarter, they started showing signs
was,
of life. But
it was horrific. I don't think they went across the 50-yard line, did they?
Not in the first half.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
It was a disaster.
Them.
It was just yeah. an embarrassment. I hope they never show up again.
He got sacked. Mahomes got sacked like 5 or 6
oh,
times.
Oh, yeah. yeah. He, didn't like have he didn't have a chance.
No, he didn't. It's National Home Warranty Day. If you have warranties on your home furnishings, you know, big salute to you.
Home warranties, yeah. Everybody has a home warranty.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Uh-huh.
Do you do that? Do you clean out your computer
and get rid of the old emails? Doing that.
Yeah. Good for you.
I'm trying to do that. Sam? You know, Outlook has a really good feature where you it's a broom.
Yeah.
And you activate that for your taskbar at the top.
And it sweeps all your emails away?
No, it gives you a whole bunch of different choices. You really have to look into this. You can either sweep all of the existing emails of that one particular email from your history completely, or you can eliminate that email for future emails as well and your history. And you can also save your emails for 10 days. After that, they go into your delete file. And it's just such an amazing feature.
I liked Outlook. I had it at a previous place of employment, and you know, it took a little getting used to, but once I got used to it, it was really good.
Well, they changed it, and they modernized it, and this sweep feature is just incredible. Look for that sweep icon. I think you have to activate it and put it in your bar on the top, but it's just
Boring do you need to be to rant and rave about an email program?
Wow.
Well, that's a good point. But when you're sitting there and you've got 13,000 emails,
right?
Why in the world do you have 13,000 emails?
They accumulate.
Yeah, they just
very popular guy. I don't know if you knew that.
He gets a lot of fan mail.
That's right.
Yeah, the thing is,
it's the fan mail.
Yeah. It's just something that accumulates over time. There are like two other emails that I never really get to anymore, and they've just been getting crazy on me. So I just thought I'd pare it down. You know, spent a whole afternoon going through this. I'm hoping this broom works, this sweeper.
Well,
we'll see.
Keep us posted.
Yeah.
National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. Your favorite day, John.
I hate cream cheese.
Do you? Really?
Yeah.
Even on a bagel?
No. God, I can't stand cream cheese.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Sometimes you can mix it into something and you won't taste it. But other than that, no, I hate cream cheese.
Okay.
Susie Cream Cheese. Remember Susie Cream Cheese?
Frank Zappa song. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I have that in my music file.
It's a really dirty song, I think, isn't it? I don't think we should play it. No. I don't remember all the lyrics, but it seems like it's a little inappropriate.
I think it's a 20-minute song, so no, we're not going to play the whole thing to find out either.
Okay.
Just the beginning, just the classic beginning of that song.
Okay, yeah. National Cream Cheese Brownie Day shines a spotlight on the irresistible dessert bar. Combining chocolate and cream cheese has long been a favorite in the bakery, they say. That's it for National Cream Cheese
Brownie Day. Okay, well, Pam Yonke's coming up in just a few moments.
That's right.
We've got some big stories.
It's also National Umbrella Day.
Oh, really? Today?
Yeah. I don't know
why. With snow?
Yeah. Okay, Pam Yonke's next.
Here it is.
I'm John and Gordy.
I'll catch old John and my woman there, because I've seen corn silks in her hair. Old John's got a woman, but he wants mine too. He's always a-looking for something new. Tonight I'm gonna catch him right here in the barn. I'll whoop old John for a-shuckin' my call.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
.7 WMDX, Capital City, Madison, John and Gordy in the morning overlooking State Street. No snow.
Nope.
It's wonderful.
I think we might get some Wednesday, they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later in the week.
That's right.
We've got Pam Yonke on the line. Good morning, Pam.
On the roads, I was coming back from Rochester, Minnesota on Saturday about 1 o'clock, and that was an interesting little drive. Not a lot of snow compared to what they ended up with by Green Bay, Manitowoc, and that kind of thing. But you are quickly reacclimated to winter driving skills. That's for sure.
It's just blowing snow, basically, on the highways on your way back.
Oh, I think they had a few inches.
Yeah, they were just starting to get a few inches by the time that I hit the road, but a bunch of my buddies that were up in the Twin Cities in the conference I was at, there were a bunch of people that were heading north, and you could tell by that the way that they were packing their clothes and making sure the boots were accessible if they needed them, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was Becky barred the door. Here comes the storm. I had people on my show this morning on the talk text line said 8.5, 9 inches of snow towards the Green Bay area.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be great cross-country skiing up there at the Peninsula Park. Mm. So,
yeah. Finally, they've got something to offer anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well,
so, Pam, I know you were busy with the, working on the Midwest Farm Report over the weekend, but did you watch the Super Bowl? I understand there's some kind of, you know about some Wisconsin connections to some of the Super Bowl commercials. Is that right?
Yeah, just in case somebody, there's enough of them, right? So trying to keep track of the details is a little challenging. But I'll tell you, I got an email on Friday from Jeremy Pavelski. He is one of the owner-operators of Heartland Farms, big potato and vegetable operation that's just off I-39 by Plainfield.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, watch the Lay's Little Farmer commercial. That was inspired by Jeremy and his daughter. And if you watch the Little Farmer commercial, it's about a little girl that wants to go to the field with dad and everybody, but gets left behind, finds a potato, and takes it upon herself to kind of grow her own crop. So that was kind of cute. And that was inspired by the Pavelski operation up there. That's not his daughter, but I mean, like I said, the story was inspired by that. And they grow potatoes for Lay's.
That's pretty cool.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I watched it this morning. I didn't catch it yesterday. Of course, then again, I mean, the game was not enough to keep me planted in one spot for a while, so I might have missed it. The other one is one that's kind of got a, just literally down the street from you guys, and that's Ken Minolti and McNulty and his Wisconsin Cheese Mart. So they did an AI Gemini commercial kind of focused on every state, and he got the call to be the Wisconsin representative. And he said they shot the commercial back in December. He was a little apprehensive about doing it because they were so busy. But in the end, he ends up telling the story about all the Wisconsin cheeses that he features. And he said he figures that's good for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, which is the overarching group that promotes all things Wisconsin dairy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the label that he specifically carries. So those are the two. Now, maybe your audience is knows inside stories on some of the other ones that have Wisconsin connections. But I know those two for sure.
I thought I saw an ad. I'm not sure whether it was a local ad or not, but there were some celebrity race car drivers. And at the end of the ad, it showed this race car driver standing in front of Menards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was premiered before the Super Bowl. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. That's a Wisconsin brand.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, that one, I haven't figured out yet exactly if it was completely Wisconsin-centric. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I caught the same thing.
Yeah, I was watching it, and all of a sudden he's standing in front of Menards. I'm thinking, was this ad about Menards? What the heck is this? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really unusual, but fun. Fun to see that.
Yeah, they're all.
All right. By the way, the Cheese Mart, is that the one at 19 and in the interstate where they connect? Is that a Cheese Mart there?
I'm not sure. Don't know.
All right.
I think he's right down there on State Street, guys.
Oh
wait. Yes, the cheese store right across the street, right up the block here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Pam, we got a couple of minutes here. Can we ask you about this Premise ID?
Premise ID, the hobby farm thing.
What is that about?
Yeah, so this has been a part of Wisconsin law for a while, fellas, where if you are a backyard birder, you've got a flock, you got a couple sheep, goats, any animals really, except for puppies and kitties, then the Department of Agriculture needs to know where those animals are being housed. And to make sure that people's information is kept private and not targets of different groups, there's a group called the Wisconsin Identification Consortium, Livestock Identification Consortium, that keeps all the information confidential and private. And you need to register for what they call a premise ID, which is basically an address where the chickens, ducks, goats, pigs live. Because, you know, now we're talking high path avian influenza in Wisconsin, could be in birds, could be in cattle. We need to be able to reach those people if there's something going on in their neighborhood and let them know. Doesn't cost anything, but like I said, by law, it is required.
Yeah.
A pretty simple process. Like I said, all you have to do is tell them kind of the rough makeup of what you've got, chicken or bird or animal-wise, and then tell them where the animals are housed and contact information. So if something goes haywire in the neighborhood, they can alert you right away as far as biosecurity. And the information is all found at the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium website, which is WIID.org.
Right.
And just like it doesn't cost you anything, but it is required by law.
Yeah, boy, people with their chickens in the backyard now are very popular.
Yeah.
You've got some chickens, don't you, John?
No, not, I'm thinking about it now.
Are
anyway.
You?
You know, I'm kind of regretting. I do a lot of drive around Dane County doing the census, and I see these farms selling eggs. You know, and now I'm thinking, boy, I wish you made a note of where these farms were.
You and many restaurateurs that have been coming to me saying, Farm Babe, do you know anybody selling eggs? I'm like, yeah, but they can't just go out there and coerce the girls into an extra couple dozen.
That's
because
right.
They're coming online. So.
It doesn't work that way.
Coerce
not
the girls.
Not so much.
Okay, Pam.
All right, Pam.
Thanks for being with us.
We'll talk again on Friday.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a great week.
Have a good week, guys.
All right, you
yeah,
too.
That's Pam, Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. In fact, that's coming up right around the corner. We've got Idiocracy also coming up and a whole lot more on John and Gordy in the Morning
love
for a Monday.
Love course and the girls.
Oh, yeah.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, well, let's talk about dumb. Not just sometimes, most of the times.
Yeah, you can chime in, by the way, anytime. 608-879-8255. That's our number, 879-TALK. Or just get the Civic Media app, and that way it's really easy.
You can
just text us or
text
call
us. Or call.
Or call us from the Civic Media app.
That's
which
right.
Which is free.
Yeah. A lot of people do that, you know.
Yeah.
They watch us on X or, well, you know, Blue Sky still doesn't have a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch us on Facebook, on YouTube.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of texts already.
Oh, we did? Yeah.
Doug from St. Francis chimes in, RFK Jr. has concluded that it isn't necessary to floss all of your teeth, just the ones you want to keep.
That makes sense to me. You know,
yeah.
You can save a lot of flossing.
Yeah.
How about made twice-baked potatoes Saturday using Carr Valley, Wisconsin cheddar and fettina cheese?
Ooh, that sounds good. Twice-baked
potatoes. Really, you know, they've got this thing now going where they shred all this cheese up and they package it in 8-ounce packages. And you buy it for like $2, $1.99 a package. And you can try all these different cheeses. And they even combined a lot of different cheeses in a special package. And it gives you a chance to try a lot of the stuff. You know, you sprinkle on your salad.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's not that thrilling, but it's not part of Idiocracy at this point. I do want to at least give a heads up to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Trump ordered the Treasury Department to stop making pennies.
Well, that's Idiocracy, right?
Yeah, that's really, truly.
Because it costs 2 cents to make a penny, apparently.
Yeah.
So we'll save a lot of money if we don't make any more pennies, I guess. We don't.
Well,
really,
thank
how
God.
Many pennies are out there in circulation? I mean, don't we have enough pennies
I can
anyway?
See our national debt going down dramatically by just, this one move, right?
To save some pennies.
Yeah.
So a quick Google search. Time magazine says in 2024, about 3.2 billion pennies were minted.
What?
So we spent, what, $6.4 billion on making pennies last year?
Mm-hmm. Now, you should check and see
whether... Well, you might be onto something there. Maybe we should get those.
Whether pennies are all copper now. Are they all
copper? No, they haven't been all copper for more than 30 years.
Okay, so they're... Yeah. They're copper plated.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're plated around, I guess, Tums.
So you can eat pennies,
Tums,
right?
Tums inside, yeah. But anyway, he's got an order for the Treasury Department to stop making pennies. What's wrong with this person? What is wrong? And Sam brought up a really great point. You know, when you go to these tourist venues, they allow you to take pennies and crush them.
Right.
The souvenir penny machine.
Yeah, the souvenir penny machine. I love those. I have booklets with them
from
our trips out west. Yeah.
I think they have some in the Dells, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
Well, I don't know.
All those machines, the companies that make them?
They'll be out of business, I guess.
I suppose, you know, we
no.
We're not job creating anymore.
The souvenir penny machine industry is going to take a big hit real soon.
That's right. You know, I can see one of those in your apartment, Sam. It's going to pick one up. It's going to find it on the side of the road and decide to fix it.
Yeah.
Crush nickels instead.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, nickels, as it turns out, it takes 12 cents to make a nickel. So
well,
I think we're kind of going backwards here.
You are a wealth of information this morning.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, out of all the kooky ideas that Trump has, you might be onto something with this.
That one, at least, right? The nickels. No one uses nickels anymore.
Really?
Does anybody really carry any money with them in their pocket?
I think less and less. Yeah. Just go to plastic.
Sometimes, you know, if you know you're going to the middle of the country someplace, you know, they usually have bars that don't take debit cards.
There are some.
So you have to have cash.
Yeah.
So
usually
the
they've got
time.
An ATM though. They just want to.
Yeah.
They want to get
that
money from you from the ATM surcharge.
That's right. True. That's true.
They make a little money on that. Yeah.
I hate that.
Do you?
I want to talk to the manager. You know when they had the what was it, the ball fest or what was it?
The testicle festival.
Testicle festival.
The Testicle Festival up in Springfield Corners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We went to that last year.
It was a cash bar there.
It was cash. That's right.
You needed a drink.
Are we
going
to go back to that this year?
Well, I don't know. It seemed a little...
It was interesting. It was well attended. There were a lot of people there.
It was jam-packed.
Yeah.
It was jam-packed.
Good time.
Yeah.
People like their balls.
They do.
Okay. Mark is on the line here. You can give us a call, too, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your call.
Ball fest.
Well, okay. I certainly hope that Donald Trump didn't actually use the term penny when he signed the executive order, because there is no actual U.S. coin called the penny. There's the one-cent piece. There's the 5 cent. There's the 5 cent. There's the nickel is actually the 5 cents. The dime is called the dime. Quarters are called quarter dollars, actually. Half dollars are called half dollars. I mean, it is just a...
Wow, I did not know that.
Sailors. There is no actual coin called in the United States called a penny. I mean, that's what we use because we carried that over from the English and the Germans, because the Germans had their pences. But if you get into England, I mean, there's farthings and half farthings, or used to be before the euro.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Pee Wee's Playhouse, they used to have a cartoon character, Penny.
Named Penny,
Penny, yeah. Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
And the old pennies back in the days of, from that time, the founding, the pennies were actually closer to the size of a quarter. I mean, a big hunk of thick lead, and it was... I just know this because I was, a little bit of a coin collector. I think it was 1856 that they... Because it was too expensive to make the 1 cent pieces, so they reduced them down to the size of our size of our 1 cent piece. The first.
Did you say lead? They made them out of lead.
No, it was copper. It was
All
slug
right.
of copper.
All right.
Big, it was a big heavy coin. And then when they switched, because it got to be too expensive, because copper was, you know, what it was, and but the first ones didn't have the. the Liberty head with the Indian headdress on it was actually a flying eagle set. And a sheaf of wheat and a sheaf of corn and other grains on the back rather than the wheat that we had on the back of our wheat back.
Yes, yeah. You know, I still have a lot of those booklets that they used to give kids in old days to collect coins.
Did you fill them up with coins?
Yeah, I have a lot of coins in them.
They might be I had one of those too, and then I don't remember what it was for, but I needed some money, so I took all the pennies.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy.
Well,
wow.
Well, when the recession hit back in 2008, I can remember running into a lot of Indian head nickels. Or buffalo nickel, on the obverse side, there was the buffalo nickels, I think, because a lot of people were raiding grandma and grandpa's coin collections and putting those back out into circulation.
Right.
Because I hadn't seen any of those for years. Yeah. And then when I was a kid, and probably when you were kids, we used to see Benjamin Franklin half dollars and some of the standing Liberty quarters and that. And they were actually made out of silver back in that time.
I used to visit my grandparents up in Shawnee.
Yeah.
And under their bed, they had all of these jars filled with silver dollars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And these are obviously very old silver dollars.
Yeah.
And I used to play with them and I'd, throw them all over the place.
Yeah.
they were not appreciative of that, but they did make a lot of money when they cashed them in.
I'll bet they did.
It was unbelievable.
So valuable now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Mark, thank you.
Trip down memory lane for me anyway. Yeah.
Got a text here. It says, while Trump is saving us pennies, it's estimated that the cost of his going to the Super Bowl was approximately $15 million. That's 1,500,000,000 pennies. Somebody's doing good work there with their calculator. Okay.
1 cent pieces, as Mark told us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's too expensive to make pennies the current size that they are, why don't we just make them smaller?
Yeah.
Well, then.
That was a cost-saving measure once before. Why don't we do it again?
Okay.
Well, they're making cereals into dots now. Right? They're taking normal-sized cereal and making them small into little dot-sized cereals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and smaller packages, too.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on the east side or the west side of Madison or go to verlo.com. If you go to their website, you can see they also have adjustable bases. They have sleep accessories, all kinds of mattresses. You can even get a custom mattress, a round mattress, just like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
You can do that. Even, you go to verlo.com.
Even Matt Helm.
Yeah.
In the Matt Helm films.
Matt Helm.
Around,
Matt Helm.
You know,
Dean Martin.
In the area of student housing, there's a lot of garbage that just shows up on the curb, furniture people are throwing out. A mattress appeared in front of my house over the weekend. I wonder if somebody bought a brand new Verlo mattress and they threw their old one out.
Probably. They were waiting for you to wear the one on the side of the street.
I think if you ask nicely, the friendly folks at Verlo will take your old mattress away when they deliver your new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dispose of it properly instead of at your house, Sam.
Hey. What am I supposed to do with
the
mattress?
Well, no, I'm not saying you did it. I'm just saying somebody may have thrown it there. And, you know, just happened to be your place. You would never do anything like that, right?
Oh, no, okay. Of course not.
That's fantastic. Right. Good to know. WMDX time, 6:46.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You want to? Should we get into Idiocracy here? You know,
when we have, let's get into a little bit of that here. Okay.
You know, the governor to the south of us, Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah.
Pritzker.
Yeah.
He had an official announcement he had to make over the weekend.
This was a big announcement, wasn't
this
it?
This was a big deal.
It shook the entire state up. They couldn't believe what he was proposing here. Why don't we listen to that?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm here today to make an important announcement.
Wow.
The world's finest geographers, experts who study the Earth's natural environment, have concluded a decades-long council and determined that a great lake deserves to be named after a great state. So today, I'm issuing a proclamation declaring that hereinafter, Lake Michigan shall be known as Lake Illinois. The proclamation has been forwarded to Google to ensure the world's maps reflect this momentous change.
Thank goodness.
In addition, the recent announcement that to protect the homeland, the United States will be purchasing Greenland. Illinois will now be annexing Green Bay to protect itself against enemies, foreign and domestic.
Like the Packers?
I've also instructed my team to work diligently to prepare for an important announcement next week regarding the Mississippi River. God bless America, and bear down.
Wow.
It's Governor J.B. Pritzker.
You know, when you're a billionaire, you can make those pronouncements
right
and get away with it. Well, that's good stuff. I like that. And everybody should be doing something as smart as that, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, you know, we've been hearing about U.S. aid.
Yeah.
The department being shut down and everything. And this was a really horrible thing that happened. The U.S. aid workers were concerned their personal devices were being monitored.
Their personal devices?
Yeah.
Their cell phones and such? Yeah.
Because a lot of people worked from home for a long time. And they were using their laptops at home and the software, and they updated the software on their home computers and on their phones, but they also planted a tracking device on it. Kind of scary, isn't it?
A little.
And, you know, with Elon now tracking everybody and finding out everybody's information, this does not bode well for them.
All right. We've got more on all the lawsuits happening, too, coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Suffering, there's no connection. There's no connection.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, broadcasting live from the Capital City, State Street. We're right down the street from the Capitol. We haven't seen too many politicians walking by early in the morning. I guess they don't show up quite this early. You know, we were talking about USAID. The individuals who work there are having their phones tracked, probably by Elon. Could you play Cut 39 real quick? And let's listen to this, okay?
NBC News just learned from several civil servants and Foreign Service officers that some USAID and State Department employees are raising serious concerns that their personal devices are potentially being monitored. I want to bring in NBC News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent and host of MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, Andrea Mitchell. Okay, Andrea, what exactly do we know about this?
Well, we're just learning this, and apparently, in addition to all the other problems, layoff notices, furloughs, some USAID and State Department career employees are now concerned that their personal devices may be being monitored, according to those civil servants and Foreign Service officers telling us. The career employees have received pop-up messages in the last few days warning them that information on their personal phones or laptops could be tracked. And that's an example of what they're seeing. And so when you see this, this note, according to people who were involved, they've never seen something like this before. This monitoring system was put in, apparently, you know, their laptops were connected because of COVID from work from home. But now they're finding that these notices are telling them that their devices, their laptops, and their phones could be monitored by the Trump administration. So this is just adding to all of the anxiety over there, just as a lot of their jobs are at stake. They're off, you know, the website is down, their offices are closed on the world. And people in Sudan and Gaza and elsewhere are not getting it.
Yeah, you got to kind of wonder, you know, how you felt when you found out you might be monitored.
Exactly.
That is just really frightening stuff. It said, your organization installed a certificate authority in your work profile. Your secure network traffic may be monitored or modified. Wow.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
All right.
Got some headlines here. You know, all the lawsuits, it's hard to keep track.
That's
of,
right. All
of
the closings. Yeah.
But listen to these headlines. New York Times, judge freezes elements of Trump's plan to shut down USAID. Mm-hmm. Politico, as Trump steamrolls Washington, courts flex their power to slow him down. Jamie Raskin had something over the weekend. Here's another one. Washington Post, judge bars publicly naming FBI agents who investigated January 6th cases. Here's from AP, federal judge temporarily blocks Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. Jamie Raskin had something over the weekend. He's thinking about filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of everybody in America.
Which is great.
Here, let's listen.
Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland says he has a new legal theory for how Americans can sue Elon Musk.
The first thing to understand is we are winning in the courts. And people need to understand that. Judge Gia Cobb in the district court in the District of Columbia just halted their efforts to out thousands, I think 6,000 FBI agents across the country for their involvement in prosecuting January 6th. Judge Kolar Cotelli shut down the raid on the Treasury Department. And so the courts are doing their job. I've been at rallies all week because, you know, a rally a day keeps the fascists away. But been looking in the statutes, and one of them, which is getting to be in contest now, is called the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986. It was actually pushed by Ronald Reagan, who at Camp David had seen the movie War Games and got very concerned about the security of government computers. And he, with Congress, pushed for a statute to make it a crime to, on an unauthorized basis, to obtain other people's information and then distribute it. And there have been tons of criminal prosecutions on that. But if you read the statute, there's also a private right of action. So if you are a citizen and you can integrate this with taxpayer privacy data statutes, if you are a citizen whose private data has been compromised through a breach of government computers, you can actually sue for damages. So I'm what I'm thinking about, could there be a nationwide class action lawsuit to follow up on last week's victories against Musk? Against the Trump administration for this breach in computer security and the data of all American taxpayers. It could be a class action suit on behalf of all Americans. If the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers want to opt out and they don't want their part of the money for the contamination of their data, fine, they can opt out. But really, it's a suit on behalf of everybody because that's our information.
Right.
It doesn't belong to Elon Musk or his little midnight crew. It belongs to the people, and the government has to hold it in trust. Now, there's specific statutes which say that information can only be accessed for tax purposes, for the purposes of the Internal Revenue System, and for no other purposes. What are they using that information for?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions in regards to that. That is a great idea, fantastic idea.
Yeah, class action suit from everybody.
Yes.
Sign up.
I want to take Trump's money. I want a big fine levied on him. You bet. You know, I've got, I work for the census, and a lot of that stuff that I entered in my computer, it's PI. They call it PI, personal information. You can't even put the name of a street of somebody in an email on my computer for the Census Bureau because that's personal information. Isn't that crazy? That's how tight it really is. And this is how crazy what's going on with Elon Musk. That is crazy stuff. That's going to expose to everybody.
Yep. We'll have more on that coming up in our next hour. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.